Proclamation number 0884 of 25th of April, 1939. Father words. Lightning ray. Guide. I want to teach everywhere and awaken people's spirit, for the need is unspeakably great. Countless souls are constantly in danger who disregard the word of God and do not account for where their faithlessness shall lead. They remain in darkness of spirit and pay no attention to the bright ray that could bring them light. And so it is time to send a ray of lightning so that they will be frightened in the deep night and desire light. A new time shall dawn and my word shall be made accessible to people in all purity and understandable to everyone who desires truth. The sun of the Spirit shall rise and spread brightest light, and anyone who wants to escape darkness shall be allowed to walk in the light. Therefore hear my voice, heed the signs which proclaim the approach of the new time. And remember my words that all your striving is in vain if you do not see in me your Savior from all adversity. Whoever chooses me as his guide will truly go through earthly life correctly guided, but whoever wants to reject me will soon lack the knowledge where to turn. He will get into great adversity, and earthly goods will not offer him a substitute for what he gives up. For only I can give him the strength to live, and the soul's adversity will be indescribable if I don't provide it. And in this adversity I will remember those who are willing and give them a visible sign of my love. The whole of humanity will take notice and behold this sign, and it will be left up to everyone to interpret it according to his will. Whoever recognizes me in it will have his soul saved, but whoever also rejects this sign or pays little attention to it, his spirit will only remain more densely enveloped and no ray of light will shine for him. He will remain in the night and his soul will perish. Yet I will give great strength to my own, they shall become strong in spirit and never deny me. The visible sign shall be a confirmation of my care for them, they shall recognize my greater than great love by it and rise up by it in the tribulations which will approach them from outside. They shall not fear anything the world could prepare for them but in utmost trust hand themselves over to their divine Savior and Redeemer who holds their fate in his hands and does not allow them to suffer damage to their soul. Anyone who carries me in his heart will pass all tests and grow stronger in the face of adversity and emerge victorious from all battles which apply to his soul, for he has chosen me as his guide. Amen.